We spoke last year, we began 2 weeks ago, as we began the Mektsoya of Kedusha, Nesuin, and Erisin, we started about the Birchas Erisin. The Birchas Erisin, if it's a Birchas HaShvach, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, will focus on the other part of the Birchas Erisin, the Hagofen that comes together with the Birchas Erisin. These nine brachas that take place under the chuppah, these two brachas that are the Birchas HaKedushin, these are the bracha that you make of for the Kedushin, Asher Kedushanu, Asalana Saroyos, that bracha, Birchas HaKedushin, whether if it's a Birchas HaShvach, whether if it's a Birchas HaMitzvahs, that comes together with the Kois of Agafen, a bracha Agafen before. And then these the Birchas HaNesuin. The Birchas HaNesuin is the six brachas, which we call Sheva brachas, is the six brachas after the Kedushin and after the Ksuba. That's the Birchas HaNesuin, the bracha of Nesuin, six brachas. And that bracha also comes, those six brachas also come with a Hagafen, with a Kais. So mainly we have over here basically nine brachas. The Birchas HaErisin with HaGafen, and then we have the Birchas HaNesuin, which is the six brachas, Asher Yatzar, those six brachas, and then that also comes ala kois, these are HaGafen, so that's what we call Sheva brachas. What's the halacha if, let's say, you don't have a kois, you don't have wine? Now, I hear that's an interesting case, and Mestama never happens, but it'll bring out to understand if the kois is important or not, and then we'll discuss about drinking it. The Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch speaks Birchas HaErisin, Simon Lamedalad, the Shulchan Aruch says Sif Beis Nahagu Lahaster Brachazu Ala Kois Al Yayin Winoyik, to make this bracha of Birchas Kedushin Ala Kois. Umavarach Alaf Tchila V'Achikach Mavarach Brachazu. First you make the Hagafen, and then you make the Birchas HaMitzvahs. Let's say you don't have wine. It's not ma'akev. You just make the Birchas HaErisin without the wine. So if whatever happens by the comes under the chuppah and they don't have wine, or they only have one kois for later, you don't have wine, it's fine. You just do the Birchas HaErisin without a kois. It's not ma'akev. So that's lagavi kedushin. When it comes to Birchas Nesuin, that's in Siman. Simon Samach Beis. Simon Samach Beis at Birchas Nesuin, Birchas Chasanim, like the Shulchan Aruch calls it. The Shulchan Aruch says, Sarach Levarach Birchas Chasanim, a Beis Achasin, Koidim Nesuin, before the Nesuin, you make Sheish Brachas, Vahin Sheish Brachas. Vim Yesham Yayin, maybe Kois Yayin, Mavarach Al Yayin, you do Agafen first, Umasadr Eskulam Al Kois, so Mela comes out to be Sheva Brachas. Yeah, like we said, the Birchas Nesuin is a six Brachas, and you make a Hagafen before the Birchas HaNesuin, which equals to seven. Vim Ein Yayin Matzi, let's say you don't have wine, so what do? Mavarach Al Sheikhar. If you don't have wine, you use Sheikhar. But Lameiser doesn't say what happens if you don't have Sheikhar. By Erisin, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you don't have Yayin or Sheikhar, it's fine. So then just go ahead and use, don't use anything, and just make the Birchas Erisin. But by Nesuin, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you don't have wine, use Sheikhar. What happens if you don't have Sheikhar? You don't have anything. So do you make the six out of the seven brachas, which means don't use the Agafen? So these machlokes rishonim. The Chalkas Machaikik brings when Ein Sheikhar Matzi, Lahalachi says, Yivarach Balei Kais. Even by Birchas Nesuin, if you don't have Yayin Vesheikhar, you don't have anything, do the six brachas of Nesuin, and you don't need a Kais. Kach Mashu Medivri Arambam, Vakasa Rav Magad Mishnah, Shapasha, that it's not Ma'akiv. The wine, the Kais is not Ma'akiv. Lamaisi brings the Rosh, the Chalkas Machaikik, Siv Katan Aleph, he brings the Rosh. That the Rosh says that it is Ma'akev, that the Kois is Ma'akev by Nesuin. Aval Rosh Vatur B'Shem Reb Nissen Goyin say that it's Ma'akev, and the Chalkas Machaikik says, he asks, Mehecha Teisat Shebi Ma'akev. The Gemara and Ksubis brings both. The Gemara and Ksubis brings the Birchas Erisin and the Birchas Nesuin. And the Gemara is not Machalik, and the Gemara doesn't say anything about Ala Kois. So first of all, the Gemara doesn't say anything about Akais. That's Akais. It's not Ma'akev. And if by Erisin it's not Ma'akev, it shouldn't be Ma'akev by Nisuin also. As I looked at Chalkas Machaikik, which Mameila, even though the Shulchan Aruch itself doesn't say anything about not using wine, he doesn't say Vim Ein Yayin V'Sheicher, but says the Chalkas Machaikik, it's the same thing like Erisin. Me'idach, the Beis Shmuel argues, and the Beis Shmuel says, the Lamaisa, by Nisuin, the Kais is Ma'akev. The kais is ma'akev. So we have over here a machloikis, lagavi nesuin, eris in the kais is for sure not ma'akev, by nesuin is a machloikis. Frek the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua in Ksubas and Kudshus Achron, and the Piskei Tshuva over here brings the Pnei Yeshua. Frek the Pnei Yeshua. We have a yesoid that it's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that a birchas ha-mitzvahs, even if you did the mitzvah already, you blew shofar already, you could make the bracha to be moitzi somebody else. Yatza moitzi. Even though you were yatza medin arvis, you could be moitzi somebody else. However, birchas anehenin, that is no din arvis, you can't be moitzi somebody. You could, if you're making the mezoinus and you need it for yourself, you could be moitzi somebody else. But if you don't need the bracha, you can't be moitzi somebody else. The Meila Frekta Pnei Yeshua over here, by nesuin, maybe I could understand these achiev. We saw these machlokes, we're showing them. So if these achiev, it's ma'akiv, it's together like kiddush va'avdala. I could understand why I left out a point. Who makes the hagafen? We spoke already in last year that the birchas hakedushin, the Masada Kedushin is the one who makes the bracha. Who makes the bracha? The Masada Kedushin. And we spoke about Akadei Levayish Mishay Eina Yachol. We spoke about why the Masada Kedushin makes it, even though really it's the Chassan's bracha. But let's take a look at the bracha before the Birchas Kedushin, the Birchas HaGafen, which is the Birchas HaMehenin. And there's no chiv to make it. But Rai, if you don't have Ala Kais, if you don't have the wine, you don't have to make HaGafen. So the Meila Frekta Pnei Yeshua, how could the Masader Kedushin make the Hagafen if he doesn't drink? If he would drink, if the Masader Kedushin would drink from the Kais, so I understand why he can make the Bracha, because he's drinking. Lamai said the Masader Kedushin doesn't drink. We give it to the Chassan and Kala. So how could the Masader Kedushin make the Bracha? It's a Birchas Anehenin. And Birchas Anehenin you could only make if you're also using the Bracha. Here the Masader Kedushin is not using the Bracha, he's making a Hagafen. And then he makes the Birchas HaErisin, and then he gives it over to the Chassan and Kala to drink. As we frak the Pnei Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua's kasha is that how could the Masada Kedushin make the Bracha without drinking the wine? The Pnei Yeshua answers, he says, V'efsher, since Lamaisa they were Masakin at Alakois, the bracha is mesukin ala kais, but often the reason why you're taking this cup of wine by the kedushin, it's not because you want to drink the wine, it's because you want to make the kedushin ala kais. Since you want to make the kedushin ala kais, memele blives like kiddush v'havdala, which means it blives that it's like a chiv. Memele even though the masada kedushin is not drinking, you can make the bracha and give it over to chassan and kala. The Pnei Yeshua blives with a tzarachian. He says, v'efsher v'tzarachian if it's a good teretz, because Lamai said it's a birchas anehenin, it's not ma'akev. But the Pnei Yeshua doesn't say that the Masada Kedushin should drink. He just asks, how is the Masada Kedushin not drink? And he says, v'efsher v'tzarachian. Lamai said, the Marsham adds a bit more, and l'chore, that's the hezbron of the Pnei Yeshua. The Marsham says that it's b'doyme t'mila. We learned in the summer's month, we learned in Mila, Reish Samachay, Lagabe, the bracha, Ashakidesh, he did Mibet, and the bracha that you make when you Kriya Shem. The bracha is before Kriya Shem. So by the bracha, you do it ala kois also. You do it ala kois. These are big shayla by a tainis when you can't drink, like it's machaber or mosh, you're not use a kois. The kois is not in particular ma'akiv. The Ramah says that he's even yesh noyagim, that you always give the kais to a katan. And then he says, Lamaisa, we're not noyig to do that. not only in a tainus, even not on a tainus, yoitzim bezet to give to a cotton. Aval ein noyigin kain. The lamaisi says you give it to the sandik, but you're not noyig to give it to the cotton. The taz over there for nard says loshen ataz ubechol amakoymis ein noyigin kain ela noisnim lenaorim ktanim itake give it to a cotton. As is up the taz. So you see, zoktem arsham that just like by mila, the kois is not ma'akiv. By a tainus where nobody could drink the kois, the meshitas amachaber is that you don't use a kois. The kois is not ma'akiv. Still, whoever gets the brachas ashakidish makes it ala. Who makes the brachas ashakidish? When he makes the brachas, he doesn't drink it. The Taz says you always know to give it to a katan. The meila zoktem asham. That would be the hezbe by Birchas Eirusin. Also, the reason why by Birchas Eirusin the Masada Kedushin can make the bracha, even though it's not ma'akev, because Teretz is even though it's not ma'akev, since they were kaveya to make the bracha ala kois, you can make the agafen without drinking it. The Lashon Ezim Akkadish over here also, he says, the Einzek in the Hen Rakaboyer Pri Agafen, the Kiddush, she yoitzin chayvasan b'shmiya. He's medamah to Kiddush. Kiddush is for sure a chayva, but here, even though you don't have to, it blives medayimah to Kiddush. Before moving on to the Lamaisa, there's another moirid getzushtel to be medama. This idea of birchas eirusin that you can make under you can make the bracha, the agaf, and the masada kedushin even without drinking is really what you find by birchas amazon. By birchas amazon, there's a machlekes apoyskim. What happens? The one who got the zimun doesn't want to drink the kais. He doesn't want to drink the kais. He gives the kais to somebody else to drink. Should he still make the agafen and give it to somebody else to drink? Or should the other person who's drinking the kais, should he make the agafen? A machlokes. So the Bir Halacha brings a shayla and he says, How could the mezamen make a hagafen? The mezamen, if he's not drinking, the reason why the mezamen should make the hagafen is because if not, you don't have it ala kais. But he asks, how could he make a hagafen, the one who does the zimun, when he makes a hagafen, he's not drinking. It's the chaberchas anehanan. So how could the zimun, the one who got the zimun and is doing it ala kois, how could he make a hagafen if he's not drinking? As I frekti bi alacha. What'd you say? You shouldn't give him to do bi mezamen. Let's say he's the... You shouldn't give it to bachlal to do the zimun. Zok to be alacha. I'm going to read the lashon just to get the idea. The kivon de lekula alma hu al kolponim le mitzvah min amufcher. Lamais, it's a mitzvah min amufcher to be mezaman ala kois. Since it's a mitzvah min amufcher to be mezaman ala kois, Memela, the one who got the birchas amazon can make a agafen even if he doesn't drink. Yeah, it's a mitzvah min amufcher. It's not even a chiv. So lachor, it's even a kolshkin by erusin. Erusin is even better. Erusin is really these are din. They were masakin at ala kois. It's not only mitzvah min amufcher, but it's at least like birchas amazon. And just like over there, the din is that the mezamen can make a hagafen even if he doesn't drink. Who are then over here also, the mestada kedushin that gets the birchas eirusin, that makes the birchas eirusin, can make a hagafen even though he doesn't drink and he gives to the chasen and kala. So what's taka? We understand what's lamaisa. We see the Pnei Yeshua asked the shayla and he says, and the marsham, they all say that avada the mestada kedushin makes the hagafen and he doesn't drink. The Tashbits, Chuvas Maramins, others in the list say that Avada the Masada Kedushin is the one who drink. The Masada Kedushin doesn't drink. I'm sorry, the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink. You give it to the Chasan and Kala. The Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. La Alocha, the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink. And then he says, V'nira dem amavorach roitzel lishtoisai de eimoichim beyadai. If he wants to eimoichim beyadai, but the Masada Kedushin does not have to drink. Doesn't have to drink. The Mincha Shleimer of Shleimer Zalman brings from Zalman Saratskin, this Reb Zev Smith mentioned, that he said that there's even a reason why the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink, even though he made a agafen. He says, because since there's a lot of people and a blight, and usually a Masada Kedushin is a Talmud Chacham, And the Talmud Chacham is supposed to, for sure, be nizer, not to be shoyse b'shok. So maybe that's why he doesn't drink. That's why he doesn't drink. That's why the Masada Kedushin under the chuppah doesn't drink when he makes the agaf and he gives it over to the chas and the kala. L'maisa, he asks that vivayit it's called b'shok, Rav Manger Amanda Makadish B'shuka, so it blives Makadish B'shuka also. So if it's Makadish B'shuk, Elamai, it's not a shuk, so why can't he drink? Shlomo Zalman has a different reason why the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink. And he says like this, he says that since the Chassan is Daimel HaMelech, and the Chassan is supposed to be the one that goes first to drink, he should be first. So you give Taka to the Chassan and Kala first. Chassan Daimel HaMelech, you give him first. But once he gave the Chassan, it's already a gnai to give back to the Mavarach. Really, the Mavarach is the one who's supposed to drink. Elamai, give the Chassan, because Chassan Daimel HaMelech. But once he gave the Chassan, he says already, gnai yisham Mavarach yitam achreim. But he says, a Moir de Gazach, it comes out, let's say for some reason, the Chassan is not drinking. Let's say he's allergic to wine. For whatever case, the Chassan is not drinking. Zokter Shlomo Zalman, and Meila Vada, and Masada Kedushin will drink. That's in the Masada Kedushin should drink. Nor the Chassan as Kedima. So he says, if in a case where the Chassan's taka not going to drink, you'll taka the Masada Kedushin should drink. What? So at Chassan Daimel HaMelech, you want to know, the Malka, they handle the Chassan. You want to know, let's say, just the Chassan does the drink and the Kalas. And in such a case, taka the Masada Kedushin. What happens if the Chassan for some reason is not drinking? Let's say he's allergic. But be'etzim, if it's only at Chassan Daimel HaMelech, just the Chassan as Kedima, not the Kalos, so then Taka would go back to the Masada Kedushin. Ramosha also, the Tshuva, Ramosha says, the Minig is Meyo Ispashana for hundreds of years already, that the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink. That's the list on this way. Me'idach, Lamaisa, we said the Pnei Yeshua asks the Shiloh, and the Pnei Yeshua doesn't change Mekoyach's Shiloh that the Masada Kedushin should drink. But there's also a different problem. Besides, if the Masada Kedushin drinks or doesn't drink, or Meyashiv, that his bracha works for the Chassan and Kala, you really have to make sure that the Chassan and Kala are Mechavan to be Yotzu with the bracha. Because if the Chassan and Kala, the Chassan's not Mechavan for the bracha, so forget about that the Chassan's drinking without a bracha, so that's Moil Behegdish, that's a Nakuda for itself. But the Masada Kedushin's bracha is invalid. It doesn't go for anything because the Masada Kedushin's not drinking and the Chassan is not being yoytzu with his bracha. So what's the bracha being made for? A new problem.
Why is it going from the bris?
I hear what you're asking. I hear. Lamaisi, you give it to someone to drink. So you're saying the agafen, you give it to the kids. You're saying over there it doesn't pass to make the agafen. I don't know. I hear. What over there, Lamaisi, you give it to someone. If no one's gonna drink it, you don't use a kais.
There's no kid. What's the matter with the kid?
Avada, the Machaber says that you shouldn't give it Yom Kippur for sure not. This is a Mila Shmuz, but in a case where you don't give it, the Machaber says you don't use a kais. The Ramah says you should use it and you should give a tinnik. But Enachanami Tak, if you don't use the wand, you wouldn't make a goffin. So Chach that goffin is Lachar a goffin for the kid. It's not Machaber. So what's Tak over there? Says that's Lachar, so you can make that goffin even without drinking it.
It's not a Bechnan, it's a Brach itself.
I hear. So you're saying, I hear what you're asking. You're saying, you're being Miyasha Batim. I mean, if you tell the kid Hakti Mechavan, that's not the case. The kid's not Mechavan. So you're being Miyasha. The Poiskim ask another problem in the Masada Kedusha making the bracha without drinking. There's another problem. There's a problem that the Chassan's not Mechavan. The bracha doesn't end up anywhere. But my said, Stechemet. So we have the viola about the Masada Kedusha not drinking. Me'idach, the Stechemet brings that, he says he's noyig. Haminig etzlam, he brings the Mishim Avarach, he makes the Masada Kedushin does drink when he makes a Hagafen. And he brings that Harba Ga'inim wanted to be Meyashiv, why the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink. And I want to quote the Lashon of the Stechemet. He says, I don't understand why they're working so hard to try to explain why the Masada Kedushin doesn't drink. Umatzara hoisa chas v'shalom im toyi masada kedushin v'amavarach. What's the problem? What's the big problem of taka the masada kedushin? We're drinking. What's taka the big problem? They're busy mutchering to try to be miyashiv. Let them drink. In the Pnei Yeshua asked the Shaila, and he's matcha to be miyashiv with a tzarachin. He doesn't change taka that they should drink, but in Stechemed brings that you should drink. In Piskei Tshuva with a samach brings that the Imr Emes discusses the Shaila and also says that he was taka noyik to drink. Also, Mahai Taima, the Koyach the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Lamaisa, the tzata drink is already mivur and rishonim. In Maiser Ekeich, he brings from Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam. Emes says that some maybe even bring in the Rambam. I wasn't able to find in a Tshuvas Arambam, but some would even want to be medayik from a Tshuvas Arambam. In Machsa Vitri, a Rishon, a Talmud of Rashi, the Rekeach, all say that the Masada Kedushin should yet be toyim. Lamaisa in Minig Eretz Yisrael, they bring that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonneveld brought, said that Rabbi Shmuel Salant, which was the Rav in Yerushalayim, was noyik to drink, and he says that Al Tzderach Eretz Lamaisa that the Masada Kedushin shouldn't drink and then give it to the Chasan Akala. Narvas, what should you do? You should let it spill a little bit on the hand and then drink from there, not to drink out of the kois. And like we heard, the Afike Yam brings the Reb Chaim, he brings over there a whole story in Minsk, I think it was in Minsk, that by the Erisin, the Nesuan one was Machbet, not Machbet. Lamaisi says the Reb Chaim, Betzina, nobody knew, was Machbet when he made the bracha, when he's Masada Kedush and he made the Agofen. The wine that spilled out on his hand, he took a little bit from it and he drank from the wine to be yoitza because he made the agafen. Lamaisa, even though Dafik Ayam says that Reb Chaim was shoysa, in Brisk they're not noyik to drink, and the Brisker of himself said that he said that Reb Chaim didn't do that. Lamaisa, we see over here these are interesting shayla, if yet to drink or not to drink, if the Masada Kedushin should drink or not to drink, which we understand that sad why not to drink. We'll see how much to drink, but the tzad why not to drink is, first of all, if you have to give it to the chasen, and then it's not there acher, it's afterwards to drink. But me'ikra din b'yesoidei, the kushi of the Pnei Yeshua really is that you should drink. You're making a goffin, and if you're making a goffin, a berchas on the hand, you should drink. But the pashtas ayish of why you don't drink is because it blives like kiddush v'avdala, that's zechiv and a goffin, and that's why you don't drink. Lamaisa, how much? What's the sheer taka to drink? How much are you supposed to drink? The Masada Kedusha doesn't drink, so the Chasin drinks. What's the sheer to drink? Usually, these are din malay lugmav. By Kiddush, by Avdalah, these are sheer. How much you drink? You have to drink malay lugmav. That's the regular. And the Be'er Hated by offsprings from the Be'er Sheva, and he says that the minig is to drink a mashu. And he says, he's matmiya, how could you only drink a mashu? Lamai said, he's a din to drink malay lugmav, so you shall have to drink malay lugmav. Anything that is a din, a mitzvah, a kois, kiddush, is a din malay lugmav, so why only be mashu? Me'idach, he says, zok the Be'er Hated, v'lachena ni oimer, kol chosin achorid ledvar Hashem, yizor lishter revias. You should be zor taka. The chosin should make sure to drink a revias. Lamaisa me'idach. That's one side. One side is that he's a din to drink a revias. We're talking now berchas eiris, and there's also another cup of wine coming berchas nesuim. But let's even just speak about berchas eiris to drink a revias. Malay lugmav me'idach to archa shochan. He says that you don't have to drink a revias. He says it's not a chiv like kiddush v'avdala. Which means, even though we mentioned before, to be masber, why the Masada Kedushin doesn't have to drink from the kois? Why doesn't he have to drink from the kois? Because he said it is a shtikel achiyav, like kiddush v'avdala. But lamaisa, even though it blives ki kiddush v'avdala, and that's why the Masada Kedushin doesn't have to drink, but it's not a achiyav like kiddush v'avdala, and mamele you don't have to drink kedei revias. Azayz mevor also in Knesset Agdoyla, same, you don't have to drink revias, a mashu is enough. Lamaisa, what's the reason, taka? Why only a little bit? First of all, we said that there's no chiyuv. It's not like kiddush v'avdala. But he says a svara. Before the Svara, he also brings that it's Bedoyna to Mila once again. You can't get away from Mila. Lamaisa, by Mila, the Shaila's asked, the Rashba, the Beis Yosef brings, the Rashba asks the Shaila, by Mila, why is it that B'mashu is enough? The din is, B'mila, even just a little bit is enough, you don't have to drink Malay Lugmav. So the Loshan Rashba, the Rashba says, by Mekadesh, you need Malay Lugmav. Mashenk and Hacha, by Mila, you don't need Malay Lugmav. What's the Hezver? The Hezver is, how the Taz explains, and he says, is that any time there's a chiyuv al hakoyis medina de gemara, then you need malay lugmav. Masha'inkin, if it's only a minig, which means it's not medina de gemara, it came later, then you don't need malay lugmav. A ti'im of a mashu is enough. So therefore, b'mila, like we explained, it's not dina de gemara de kais. So mela, ti'im of a mashu is enough. Zokter Marsham, lo'oir zeh, I understand why b'mashu b'eris, and also because it's not dina de gemara, just like by mila, it's not dina de gemara, you know, ti'ima is enough. So who I did over here, also ti'ima is enough. He adds a svara, and he says also, al karchach, ti'ima has to be enough. Why? Because for the reason why the chasen fasts, these two reasons the Beis Shmuel brings, the Beis Shmuel and Simon Samach Aleph, these two reasons why the chasen fasts. One reason is because it's a Yom Slicha, and another reason is that he shouldn't come to his chasana, the shikras, and then I'll have a way out to say that he didn't really mean the Kedushin, he was a shikr. So the Mela is up to Marsham, if that's the case, when the person fasts the whole day, and if he's right breaking his fast, he's going to drink a revius, these Vaiter Achshash shikras, and the Mela, that's why Ti'ima Ba'alma is enough. So we have over here machloikas lamaisa ladina. I mean, we know yiktaka b'mashu, but that's kedei ti'ima. The reason is because it's not medina de gemara, and also a svara that they shouldn't be not they shouldn't be shikras. Just to be mesayim, Reb Vosner discusses about the kais of nesuin. Erisin, we understand. There's no chiyuv. It's not medina de gemara, but Reb Vosner wants to say there could be the suin. It's toiling the machlekes. If the kais by nesuin is a chiv, the rush that says it's ma'akiv, then he wants to say you do need a revius. That's what he says. But lamaisa, alpi what we just said with the taz, that if it's not medina de gemara, if it's not medina de gemara, you don't need a revius. So nesuin is also not medina de gemara. Even if it's ma'akiv, the gemara and ksubas that brings it, the gemara doesn't say you have to do it on la kais. So be'etzim by nesuin should be the same thing by eris, and the ti'ima ba'alma should be enough. Lamaisa, I saw in Sefer Yismach Lev, somebody, Rabbi Savitz from Lakewood, he put out four halakim on Kedusha Nesuin. So he brings that he asked Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky if by Birchas Nesuin, if you have to drink Kedei Revius, because that's a chais by Nesuin, he's more of a chiv. And this is what he wrote. He says, the Lachoira Roy Lishtais Revius, because it's taka more of a chiv. So just to be mesakim, we have over here the bracha by kedushin, the agafim before the pashtus, the mesada kedushin doesn't have to drink, and it's enough for him to be moitzi the agafim to the chasen, and then the one that's already drinking the chasen pashtus, and that's v'chein onu noyig and pashtus, but ti'ima ba'alma ba'mashu is enough.